from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, September 9th. Quick read on what moved overnight. 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from CNBC US News. Chipotle's new restaurant in a hip Seoul neighborhood tests its Asian expansion strategy. I couldn't access the article, but I can tell you that Chipotle is making moves in Asia with a new restaurant in Seoul. This is part of their strategy to expand in the region, which is pretty interesting considering how competitive the food scene is there. They're likely trying to tap into the growing demand for fast casual dining options. It's a smart play, especially in a city known for its vibrant food culture. If they can resonate with local tastes while keeping their core menu, it could set a solid foundation for future growth. Keep an eye on how this plays out. It might give us some insights into their overall strategy. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from the Daily Upside. Investing in an electrification ETF? Figure out its angle first. There are numerous electrification ETFs on the market, and they are about as predictable as the country's aging power grid. It's a theme that hits on a few big market trends: rising needs for power generally, data center buildouts, and a need to update parts of the grid to make it more reliable. While those all bode well for electrification, the ETFs focusing on the category often have different approaches, and their performances vary considerably. Up next, third, from the Daily Upside. Should spot Bitcoin products be called ETFs? Some say no. That would really hit the spot. The Securities and Exchange Commission in June put out a call for public comment on so-called novel strategies, including those that would resemble event contracts or gambling. The request has brought in more than 80 letters so far from lawyers, industry associations, and individual investors, mainly calling for more regulatory clarity. But others have loftier aims. One group, the Mutual Fund Directors Forum, filed a comment last week calling for products not regulated by the Investment Company Act of 1940 to be barred from using the ETF title. And then, fourth, from the Daily Upside, the Anthropic IPO is almost here. What can investors learn from SpaceX? There's about to be a new kid on the block. Anthropic is expected to go public in the coming weeks at a valuation of about $2 trillion, making it one of the hottest IPOs ever. Investors can get earlier access through ETFs and other vehicles, but they should vet their chosen fund carefully. SpaceX's June debut, with a record-breaking $1.77 trillion valuation, holds a few lessons for advisors. Know what the heck you're buying. Number 1. Know what it's actually worth. Number 2, said David Shapiro, CEO of OpenVC. Next, fifth, from Zero Diversity, the art of discovering stocks. There are thousands of companies listed in the stock market, but most of us tend to follow only a small set of familiar names. Reliance, Infosys, TCS, Onc, HDFC Bank, and a few others keep appearing in the news, on social media, and in everyday market conversations. Over time, these become the companies we naturally know and track. But what about the thousands of companies outside this familiar circle? Discovering a stock is harder than it sounds. A company usually needs some reason to first come onto our radar. Up next, sixth, from Themarki Chronicle. The S&P 500 faces challenges from rising oil and a stronger yen. Paid members received these two articles today. The S&P 500 fell about 60 basis points on the day, hardly an exciting move. Given where the index stands, there isn't much to say unless it breaks below 7,600. For now, it could remain range-bound or potentially retest the highs. If this market calm persists, volatility was largely a non-factor today. However, as I've said many times, it remains very low, especially when looking at implied correlations. At this point, a macro shock or simply a couple of days of selling pressure on the index could trigger a sharp, rapid increase in volatility. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Markets. JP Morgan sees yen rally, lower yields speeding Japan RI recovery. The stronger yen has potential to ease upward pressure on government bond yields in Japan and in turn bring forward a recovery for Tokyo-listed RI and semiconductor shares, according to strategists at JP Morgan Securities Japan Co. Next, eighth, from 10x Research Market Updates. How to trade next month's Anthropic IPO today. The cyclicality of crypto and crypto equities is a real edge for those who read the market structure correctly, and right now, the space is full of opportunity. Since its April launch, our altcoin model portfolio is up 40%, far outpacing Bitcoin's 9% gain over the same period. Our crypto equity model portfolio has returned plus 27.8% since August here, and new opportunities keep emerging. After Circle's 57% rally here, we may have identified a better alternative for the next cyclical upswing trade. Could our next favorite trade be derailed by a high CPI print? We'd explain below. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Markets. India IPO rush builds ahead of NSE listing. And then, 10th, from Pints. Ramp eyes $60 billion valuation just months after Series F. Financial operations platform Ramp is in early talks with investors to raise about $1 billion in primary funding at a $60 billion valuation, Bloomberg reported Tuesday, September 8, citing unnamed sources. The talks are still underway, and the details of the funding round could change, according to the report. Reached by Pints, Ramp declined to comment on the report. Ramp announced in June that it was valued at $4 to $4 billion in a Series F round in which it raised $750 million. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.